Chapter 42. Monday, 2:17 a.m. Burroughs clutched his belly, wanting to hurl, but knowing it would hurt too much and waste too much time. He lurched back into the hallway, only to collide with a man. "Where's my wife? Where's Megan?" the man asked Cindy and Burroughs as they exited Ashley's room. "What happened?"
"Fletcher,"
Burroughs said, recognizing the man as Guardino's husband, the whitewater rafter. Callahan, that was his name. He slowly moved down the hall, wishing he could run, wishing he could fucking breathe. "Fletcher has them? Where?" The man didn't get hysterical. Instead, he cut to the essentials. Burroughs liked that in a man, especially when he could barely draw enough air to keep himself upright, much less talk. "The morgue," Cindy answered for him. Callahan sprinted to the elevator, jabbing the button. It opened just as Burroughs arrived, crammed full with patients in wheelchairs and their nurses.
"It's no good," Cindy said. "They're evacuating the building because of the bomb."
"Bomb? What bomb?" Callahan asked. He didn't wait for an answer. Instead, spotted the staircase on the other side of the elevator bank and ran to it. He was halfway down the first flight by the time Burroughs made it through the door. Burroughs would have shouted at him to stop. After all, he was a civilian and unarmed. But it took every ounce of energy he had to stay upright as he hurtled down the stairs, pain ricocheting through his body with every step. Pressure built in Lucy's ear, deafening her and sending a shockwave of pain through her body. Then it released, a gush of fluid seeping down her neck, the sound of Fletcher's breathing abnormally loud in that ear. He sounded like a beached whale making love, huffing and puffing as he holstered his gun and reached through the large hole he'd blown in the door to turn the handle. She could have trapped him there, taken him, but it wouldn't have done any good, not with the dead man switch. She had to get him inside, into the most secure place she could think of. He pushed her through the open door. The labs were dark. She groped along the wall, found the lights, and suddenly they were surrounded by stainless steel tables, bright and expensive-looking microscopes, and a thick steel door marked Autopsy. Lucy shook her head, trying to quiet the whooshing noises the gunshot had left behind. Her balance was off, and she had ruptured an eardrum, least of her worries. She led the way to the stainless steel door. It wasn't locked. Opened it. Beyond was a tile-walled hallway. To the right was a glass-walled room with autopsy tables. To the left was a larger area with several empty stretchers and X-ray equipment. And straight ahead lay what she'd been looking for, hoping for. The large, wide, thick steel door of a walk-in refrigerator.
"She hates the dark," he said, shoving her forward.
"Get her out of there."
"You're the one who put her in the dark," she reminded him, "who tortured her."
Now that they were here, she needed to stall, give the staff time to evacuate as many patients as possible. She had no earthly idea if her plan would work, given the amount of C4 strapped to Fletcher's chest.
"I know," he blubbered. "I need to make things right. That's all I wanted, was to make things right for her, give her a chance at a new life."
"Abusing a 14-year-old girl was your way to make things right?"
As she spoke, Lucy heard movement behind her. She edged toward the refrigerator door at an angle, trying to catch a glimpse in the reflection from the darkened windows of the autopsy suite.
"I haven't abused anyone!"
His voice quavered, and more worrisome. So did the finger holding the dead man's switch. Lucy stopped and turned to meet his gaze, keeping his attention cemented on her.
"I saw the barn, Jimmy. Saw where you kept Ashley. You had her tied up like an animal, and you tortured her with snakes.
What else did you do to her, Jimmy?"
The movement at the entrance had stopped. Lucy got a look in the dark windows and felt her resolve crumble. Megan took a step forward, gun in her hand, aimed at Fletcher. Beside her stood Ashley. Fletcher had his back to them. Lucy meant to do everything in her power to keep it that way.
"You're sick, Lucy. I never touched her. Not the way you think. I saved her. It was all necessary for her own good."
Lucy could almost reach the door handle. Just a step farther. She kept sidling toward the refrigerator, trying to pull Fletcher along with her, praying for Ashley and Megan to leave. Instead, she saw Ashley take the gun from Megan's hand. Her breath caught in her throat as she remembered Ashley firing the revolver at her earlier. She reached out, yanked the refrigerator door open. Only one weapon left, the truth. "Torturing a little girl is for her own good? How about the girl you killed at the Tasty Treat, Jimmy? Did you know she had a little baby? Only 4 months old? What about Vera Tsitsiris? She was only 19, barely spoke English. Did you torture her before you killed her?" His head jerked in a nod as she hammered him with each accusation.
"I didn't have a choice. They all had to die so that I could save Ashley."
"It wasn't Bobby." Ashley's voice sounded raw and harsh as it echoed down the tiled hall.
"It was you. All along, it was you."
Fletcher startled, almost dropping the dead man's switch as he whirled around. Lucy clamped her hand over his, holding the switch down.
"Megan, Ashley, run! Now!"